y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's the Miguel Show Uncensored with Miguel and Holly from the new Hot
101.5.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is producer Ryan right there. That's Holly O'Connor. What were you just doing?
There's a thing on YouTube where a guy pretty much makes fun of somebody else on YouTube that pronounces English words.
So, like,
but he does it totally wrong.
The regular thing is like how to pronounce a word like hors d'oeuvres. It's spelled weird. So it's like hors d'oeuvres. And
so
then it tells
goes,
you.
He goes, hars doosties. Hars doosties.
Ah, damn it. Hold on. Sorry. Hold
Ryan
on, my mom.
Does it so good, too. Oh, my God. Hold on. Yes?
I'm sorry. My mom. Mom, you're on the podcast. What's going on?
Oh, no, the hell I ain't.
Yes, you are.
I just called you to ask you a fucking question.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
I'm on the damn radio.
Is everything okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're recording the podcast right now.
Okay, well, call me when y'all ain't recording the podcast.
What's going on?
Nothing. It's just something I need to talk to you about.
She probably needs you to configure her iPhone. Like, let's be honest. Like.
All right, cool. All right, I'll call you back when we're done recording the podcast.
No, who was that?
Me. It's
that
me.
Was Holly.
Did you get, like, a new iPhone?
Hey!
Did you get a new iPhone update? That's what my big question is.
Did what now?
Did you get a new iPhone update?
iPhone update.
Never mind.
She doesn't have an iPhone. She has an Android.
Never mind then. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
That's
but how are you? I miss you.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be smart talking about my phone now because I don't.
No, my.
No, I promise.
Hold on, Holly, stop. Because okay. My mom is on my phone. No. She's not on the station phone, so she can't hear you.
Oh.
And then I'm trying to relay what she's saying.
Okay, I forgot.
So this is just a big old mess.
It
All
is.
Right, Mom, I'm going to call you back when we're done with the podcast, okay?
Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
I'm not.
I love how you kept asking questions. I was like, you realize she's on my phone.
I know. I didn't. I'm not with it today. I was still worried about
Jakuku.
Stoosties.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Okay, go
ahead. By the way, if you're checking us out for the first time, if you're doing it through iTunes podcast, please rate a very high rating if you want to.
How do you do that?
Do you just click 5 stars?
Oh. Rate
and then leave a comment?
Okay.
Yes.
Rate me,
please. Rate me.
Oh my.
So remember last week I told you about my boyfriend's laugh.
Please tell me you got this.
Did you have a conversation about it?
Well, just to catch you up to speed. So my boyfriend's laugh, I'm concerned because when we're just sitting, hanging out in the living room, just him and I watching TV, he has this one laugh when there's something that's not like, you know, balls to the wall where it's a long laugh, but when it's just one of those like, oh my God, that was crazy laughs.
A short staccato, if you will.
Yeah, like mine is like, that's it. It's like a quick, you know, like that. Well, his is like, it's so like, and he's a 5'2", he's a small guy, but this sound that comes from his little body, it's so loud that sometimes I'm afraid, especially when it's like after 9 and we're watching shows, that the people that are next door to us in the living room are going to complain.
Yeah.
Because it's so loud and our walls are so thin. So I finally have audio of him laughing.
Please play
is
this.
Is it Snapchat audio?
No, this is, it took me a week to do this.
You like just left the phone on record in the living room?
You'd actually be surprised, like, because it was hard to know when he was going to laugh at something.
Yeah.
Because we watch a bunch of movies and shows, and then it would happen. I'd be like, damn it. And then I would get my phone on and try to fumble around and get it. But then I didn't want to look too obvious because I was secretly recording him.
Oh, man.
So then finally, last night, during Big Brother, they had a wonderful, funny competition they've never done before. And Holly, you didn't watch last night's Big Brother, so you haven't been caught up yet?
No, I'm not.
They did this competition for head of household on Big Brother where sort of like, unnecessary censorship that Jimmy Kimmel does, where basically they'll take like news footage and just bleep out random things that make it sound like they're saying something really crazy. And they did that on Big Brother last night and it was so funny. So he laughed at the first one and then I was like, oh my God, this is perfect because they're going to keep doing it and he's going to laugh. So here
Good.
So here is my boyfriend, Hot Teacher, laughing at some of the things on Big Brother. He's going to kill me if he hears this. Here we go. Oh, wait, hold on. There we go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He sounds like a very, like a fat and happy 50-year-old woman. Like, I already pictured what this woman looks like.
Sounds like a grandma.
That's what I'm saying. Wow.
So I don't know if I should tell him, if I should be like, hey, like, be careful when it's after nine when you do that laugh. Like, it's fine to me, but just old so-and-so next door might complain or something.
Don't worry about so-and-so until someone
knocks
on your door.
Be careful because my iPhone is recording you and we talk about you.
Oh my God. It could also be a parrot or some sort of bird.
It's a bird.
A bird. That might be a macaw.
A cockatoo.
A cockatoo.
Cockatoo.
I mean, I love it. I think it's fine. Like, it makes me giggle. But I always feel kind of bad when it's not that late.
It's not that loud.
We'll see, but that's good. That's good. I'm glad that it didn't make you be like, whoa, because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have to tell him to just quiet your laugh down a little bit.
You cannot tell someone to quiet who they are.
I know, but I just...
Don't you sometimes wish... You know those people that have horrible speaking voices or horrible laughs, and you wish someone had taken them aside and been like, you can fix that.
You can, because when I was younger, I used to laugh in a really crazy way. Mine used to... Let me see if I remember. It was like...
What, you Eddie Murphy and the Nutty Professor?
Seriously, and I remember making a conscious effort when I was in middle school to change my laugh.
You can change your laugh.
You can. And so I worked on it so it wouldn't sound like,
oh my God. I used to do this thing. My mom and my aunts and even my cousins all have the same laugh when they get together and they get like hens in a little hen house.
And
they all get tickled at the same time. And so then I started to do it, even though that's not my natural laugh. I started to do it. And when you don't do it with them, it's obnoxious.
Oh, no.
But it's like,
oh my gosh.
I can't even do it with them. Yeah, it's like there's a hitch in it. There's like a hiccup.
That hurt my
vocal
cord.
It's like a dolphin.
Ooh.
Kind of like that.
That hurt my throat a little
bit. So I tried to start doing that because I'm like, all the girls in my family do this, and that's not my natural laugh. That is so
You're going to have to soundproof your living room.
Wow, that's something else.
You get
else.
The people that build this Dove studio to soundproof your living room.
Right.
I just feel like it's so mirthful and full of joy.
Oh, it is. I mean, that's why I love it when he's doing it, because you can tell he's genuinely entertained at what's happening. And I love that, especially when we're watching shows and stuff. And it's so funny whenever we watch movies and we go to the movies and he gets tickled. And he gets tickled, Hot Teacher, over like random stuff that not anyone else gets tickled over.
Like you?
What about the movies? I laugh with the general audience, usually.
Okay.
But that's why I don't go see comedy movies, because I don't want to feel the pressure of having to laugh.
Oh, man. You're so weird.
That's why I don't like to see... I think the last comedy movie... Oh, actually, I was going to say Ted 2, but it was actually Bad Moms. Mm-hmm. But then there were a couple of times when people were laughing and I didn't find it funny. So then I was like...
I do not laugh if I don't find it funny in a movie.
I don't
know. But then I laugh sometimes when people aren't laughing.
We'll see. But I feel like in a movie, that's okay. But I feel like if everyone else is laughing, then I feel like either I missed the joke or there's something wrong with me. That's why I don't like going to comedy shows, because my face ends up hurting too much, because I feel like I have to keep smiling throughout their whole thing so they don't target me.
Last week, I went to Sundial at about 1:30.
Yeah.
And if you want nobody to be in the movie theater with you, go to Sundial at 1:30. We literally walked in. They didn't scan our tickets at all. We just walked straight to the movie theater. Like, nobody was at the counter. But we saw Sausage Party.
How was that?
How was it?
I'm glad there's nobody else in the theater, because Caesar and I were just laughing hysterically the whole time.
Was it like laugh out loud type funny?
Yes.
And horrible,
it
though,
is,
right?
It is. Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
Wait, you mean like terrible, like bad?
It's like
or
offensive, sexual, dirty.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing in the movie?
There's like this Middle East confrontation thing between like a pita and like a bagel.
Oh.
And they're like fighting the whole time, and it's just like offensive comments towards each other and stuff. The whole movie is like that.
Yeah.
It's like they call the figs and the fruit in the grocery store in the movie were gay. So it's like, and then like whatever else on the other side of the grocery store is like, God hates figs. It's just literally one after another, stuff like that. It's you laugh the whole time.
Oh.
I do want to.
And then at the end,
it.
There's a very inappropriate, like almost uncomfortable thing that happens. I won't spoil it for you, but
because I actually might want to see this movie, which I'm not really big on cartoon movies
no,
or anything,
it's good.
But or animation movies. But I feel like I have to see this since it's dirty.
Mm-hmm. I know. I want to watch it again too.
So. Well, speaking of things that are offensive, what did you do after that movie, Sausage Party, Ryan?
What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
What else did you do after you saw Sausage Party?
Oh.
What did I do?
Like, what did you do directly after after the movie was over, you left the theater, and then what happened?
I went into another movie.
Yeah.
You stole from Movico.
Oh,
how
damn.
Dare you?
I mean...
How dare you? How dare you?
I did not.
You get a judgmental laugh from Hot Teacher. Oh, Hot Teacher's pissed at you.
Wow.
Now, we saw Kubo and the Two Strings next.
Oh my gosh. What the hell is
There's
that?
There's nobody in there. You just walk wherever
what
you want to go.
What is that?
We're like, should we go for a third? And then we're like, nah.
Yeah.
Kubo and the Hoot and the
Hot Two Strings. It's a cool like clay stop animation movie. And I saw a behind the scenes on Facebook. It was a video going around of how they did it. They just move everything one by one. And
that claymation kind of thing
the
is
camera,
crazy.
And it's like the guy has a clicker, and it's just crazy. Like the sets that they build, and like so much art and creation goes into that kind of stuff. And then there's a green screen behind it all.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see the product.
Now, did you actually buy something from the movie theater?
I mean,
did you buy like popcorn? Because I know how you are.
I bought the $10 chicken nuggets and fries. So that's my second
fries.
Movie right there.
Jesus. What I'm finding about Ryan is since he's young, I wouldn't classify him as the old cheap man, but you are very close to being the old cheap man because you like yourself a damn deal.
I'm sorry. I went to Taco Tuesday with Ryan and Caesar and their other roommate, Jesse, last night, and Ryan and Caesar were talking about what you do at grocery stores.
Oh, Jesus. What do you do?
They don't do anything. Holly.
Not me. I'm just kidding.
Wait,
they
what
don't.
Do you do? No, you have to say it now.
No,
this is
I'm
the
not saying
no,
it
No, you have to tell
okay,
me.
Sometimes
well, me...
there's like maybe an Olive Bar and you have a stuffed green pepper.
Wait, what? I'm confused.
No, like, you know how, okay, let me give you a better example. So like, let's say there's a couple bins of like loose candy that you can put into a 5-pound bag.
Like at Fresh they'll, Market?
Yes,
like a chocolate covered delicious banana.
They'll take some little samples. And I said, I don't think
we have to try and see if we like it before we buy
okay.
a bulk amount of it. And we just so happen to not like any of it.
Wait a minute. How many samples
but
do
really
you
did.
Take? Like, do you take just one
no,
or do
just
you take
one,
a fistful?
Yeah.
No, just one, they said.
How many of these things are you trying out?
I'm
no
not gonna lie.
Comment.
I had the best time actually yesterday at Taco Tuesday.
Oh yeah, so let's talk about this. So y'all went to Taco Tuesday yesterday at Chichio's in St. Pete. And now, because what's the Taco Tuesday deal there?
$2 tacos and $2 Yingling drafts.
Now, Holly, you went out with the young boys yesterday. Cause,
that's how I do.
Because, Ryan, you're what, 26?
27 on the 27th.
27th on the, and isn't Caesar your roommate?
Yeah, he just turned 27 on the 8th.
On the 8th. And so y'all are having a joint birthday party this weekend.
Yes.
Now, Holly, were hanging out with these young bucks.
Okay. Yes.
How was it?
It was delightful. I laughed like for like an hour.
An hour?
Okay, well, that's not. That's
it
like.
Was, it was bucks with the bucks. Save those bucks. with those Young Bucks.
I did, and it was a delight. No, but we were like just talking about like the grocery store thing. Mm-hmm. But then what we opened the podcast with, all that YouTube stuff, we kept finding more and more of it. It was just really funny. But
whoa. Sorry.
Okay.
I have a
email, guys.
Yes, I have an email from the office.
It's very important.
They said, get out the dove. You're done.
No, but I just... like, I don't ever get to go do stuff during the week. And so this was a fun thing for me to do during the week. I almost never go out. The only thing that I have scheduled to do, like, is my dance class on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do dinners or just, I don't do anything during the week. And it was just a cool thing that I got to do for on the cheap.
Holly?
A deal. What?
Do you like any of Ryan's roommates?
Why would you ask that question?
Like.
Why would
I don't
you
know. I mean, I don't know. As you were talking, and
they
I don't
single,
know,
though.
It just as it struck me as you were talking, I don't have a conscious thought.
No.
But the feeling just, I was like, I don't know, the way that your head's kind of tilted to the side.
I'm just standing.
And you're like, well, I can always tell because the way you enunciate your words a little bit, because if you're talking about something very matter of fact, you're like, well, we went to dinner. It was really fun. I enjoyed everything. But when you may like someone, you're like, well, it was fun. And I laughed the entire time. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but you get what I mean. Do you like Ryan or any of his roommates?
First of all, Ryan is happily coupled off, so mm-hmm. please let us not start those rumors, okay? But his roommates are very good looking. What do you want?
Oh. Is there one that you like in particular?
Why are you doing this? It's terrible.
This is amazing.
No,
listen,
not.
You know what?
No,
this
not.
Is retribution and reparations for all the years that I've been single on the radio and you were in a relationship and I would get tortured and teased and judged for all of the movements I would make in the dating world. So this is just wonderful reciprocation for me.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense anything, Ryan, going on?
I don't know.
What is that?
I'm bad at that.
Oh, God.
Oh, Ryan just said,
what was that? All right,
Horse Disney.
Well, Ryan, Holly, you were supposed to have a date this weekend.
I was, and this was the reschedule from the date that was supposed to happen last weekend because my kid was sick,
mm-hmm.
and so we were going to reschedule it for this past weekend. Well, then his ex, who was going to watch that his kid, got sick, so we had to cancel the date a second time.
Oh.
So now we have rescheduled the date for a third time. A second, whatever. It's been rescheduled.
Now, when is this next date supposed to happen?
Supposedly Friday.
Where?
I don't know. We like to just apparently leave things up to the last minute.
Had y'all ever decided what it was going to be Saturday night, or was it so early that he canceled that there wasn't a decision on?
There was no solid plan. Although he canceled Saturday morning, so there probably would have been a plan in place. What we've discussed like 4 weeks ago was that we would probably do dinner and drinks. So I'm assuming it's still going to be dinner and drinks.
Do you think, Ryan, if a guy says dinner and drinks, does that mean he's hoping to get the girl drunk enough to have sex with him?
Quite possibly.
Oh.
Do you feel that sort of energy from him, Holly?
I don't know.
It depends. Like, it's hard to tell over text or, like, messaging. But
in person,
you could probably get that from him.
I think that he's interested. Otherwise, this whole thing, like this shenanigans of like canceling the dates wouldn't continue to happen. Like it would just kind of trickle off. So I think he's interested.
Or maybe just drinks it's less committed than like going back to your house already after dinner or something. It's like, let's hang out and then see maybe if we want to go back to your house.
I don't think anyone's going to anyone's house.
I don't know,
but that's what goes through a guy's head. It's like, I don't want to just be, maybe they do. But I don't want to be too forward and like say, hey, let's go to your house.
Oh.
Because to me, that's how I always played it when I was single and went on dates.
I don't know any of this.
I was always planning on drinks. I wouldn't plan it. Because obviously when I was going out, no one had kids. Mm. And so you didn't have to like make stringent plans like you all do because y'all have actual responsibilities unlike I did.
That's the hard part.
Exactly. But to me, I was like, if I liked the guy, I would always say, well, what do you want to do next? Because actually, that's what happened with Hot Teacher and I, is we went on a date. We went to the Green Lemon.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm really liking the date.
Yeah.
And so I bought him like 2 drinks at dinner. And then we had some queso and some salsa. And I was like, so what are you doing now? And it was like a Friday night. And I was like, ooh, if I get him drunk. Yes. That was my thought. That was literally my thought. I was like, yeah. But then he was very responsible. And after we went out to Ybor, he was like, all right, I'm going home. I'm getting an Uber. And I was like, oh, okay.
You wouldn't choke the chicken, huh?
Yikes.
No, I was too drunk too.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't really know what to expect.
He's looking to get inside that.
I can't even, like, to be straight honest, I can't even completely remember what he looks like. Because it's been so long since the first date, and he is on zero forms of social media, which to me, it's not a red flag, but it's kind of like, how are you on the same playing field if one of the two of you is on no social media? Because I'm on it so much. Mm. And then we've had the discussion where he said his ex was on it too much, and that was one of the downfalls of their relationship. So I'm already like, uh-oh.
That is a huge difference. Red flag. I mean, literally, outside of the time you spend with your daughter, like, I always feel like that's when, I always know when you're with your daughter because you're not liking anything on Facebook or you're not posting on Snapchat. So I'm like, Holly's with Maya.
Yeah.
Taking a nap.
Right.
I mean, plus, what is he like last date? What did you guys talk about? I know you talk about life and past experiences, but after all of that is already laid out on the table and you have nothing else to talk about your lives, what will you talk about? Because he's going to bring up something that's maybe 6 months old that he came across in like the old form of written piece of paper that
newspaper.
He read in the newspaper somewhere, and you're gonna be like, seen it.
He's
talked about it on 6 months ago on the morning show.
Yeah, that's I'm a little bit stressed. Is that weird to me, to you, that I'm a little bit stressed out that he's not on anything? Like,
no, not
he has a fan page on Facebook because he used to do sports reporting, and that's like his only thing.
Oh. But does he check it?
No, I don't think it's been updated. He's definitely not on Snapchat from what I know, not on any other form. So that's why I'm like, I can't remember what he looks like aside from his match.com profile. I'm like, okay, I couldn't name. Now I pulled it up in my head.
Right.
But like we did what Ryan said. We talked about, you know, who we were as people. We talked about the show a little bit because, you know, you're going to. That's an interesting tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
I asked about his job. We talked about kids stuff. He brought up a little bit. He's like, so what happened with you and your ex? Which is like an awkward story, but I gave kind of like the, you know, the Reader's Digest version.
Right.
I asked about his a little bit since he had already opened that forum. And then, you know, by that time, lunch was over.
I don't know. I remember when I was in church back in the day, and we used to learn about relationships and things that you should look for when you're older. And they used to always use the phrase, you don't want to be unequally yoked with your partner.
Man.
And to me, that always meant, you want to be on the same playing field, whether it comes to your socioeconomic status, if that's important to you, your religion, how you all view the world or politics, whatever the case may be.
You laugh at the same jokes as our agent would say.
Exactly. And so to me, for you, social media is a huge thing. And it's not even like it's, you know, for us, you know, we have to do it for our job. But I mean, for you, I mean, you're on it. Even if you didn't have the job, I feel like you would still be on it because you enjoy that.
Right. I know, which I feel like I'm such a weird, this dichotomy is like of myself where I'm like, well, I think I could handle life. If I wasn't in this job, I would be so less active. I wouldn't. Mm-mm. I freaking love Snapchat.
Yeah, you do because you like the attention of it. You like being able to showcase your personality.
You just called me an attention whore.
Pretty much, but it's fine.
That's why I'm in radio, let's be honest.
We can dress it up and just say you like connecting with people.
Nah, I just like to fucking do my classic rock ride home karaoke in the car.
Holly, you're classic.
Sorry.
Got to cleanse the airwaves.
Next date, I think you should just figure out what he likes to do for fun or what he finds humorous maybe, or just kind of try to work it in there and see like what would match with yours.
Right. Yeah, that's a good call.
Because it doesn't seem like you talked about any of that stuff. So
no, we really haven't. That's the thing. That's why I was like, I got to do at least one more date because I don't feel like I know this person enough to like make a call. What I like about him, I feel like most, is that we are equal in where it comes to like life responsibilities, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Although that's definitely not like number one on my priority list.
Because like, what happens after your kids leave? I mean,
or what happens after, you know, like, yeah, we're matched. But then we had like, we were texting last week when we were deciding we were going to do another, you know, rescheduled date. And we were just joking around about his son like recently learned how to climb out of the crib. So he put him in a toddler bed and he's like, so then he'll come and like, you know, sleep with me at 5 a.m. or whatever. And I was like, ha! I locked my daughter in a room. And then after I said that, I was like, what? I'm like, whoa. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, you're bringing two different parenting styles together now. And then I was like, oh shit, this is, sorry. I was like, this That's has right. way more ramifications than just, oh, we can connect on a, I have a kid and you have a kid level.
You, I mean, and to me, I always, because since I don't have kids and didn't have kids when I was dating, is one of the questions I would always ask is, if you have no responsibilities on a Sunday, honestly, what would you do with your time? No judgment. And this is how I knew Hot Teacher and I were going to match up, is he was like, I just like to sit at home. And I was like, so do I.
That's like, this is why you guys, I don't even know how to date. Like,
the, I mean, but you figured out. I mean, you just, the most important part is just finding out if you two are equally yoked.
How much does physical attraction have to go into this?
Because a lot.
It does.
It does a lot.
Yeah. It does. I mean, I don't it's not the end all be all because, and especially as we're all getting older, none of us are 21 or 22.
Right.
And, you know, as the years keep creeping by, these looks are not going to be the same, but it's the personality.
I have no Hispanic origin or black or anything. So, like,
you're going to crack.
I'm going to look old.
Yeah. And so you want
to. I need to find a nice skincare regimen, by the way, if anyone has one that they'd like to send me.
But that's the thing, is that you want to make sure that you're sexually attracted to them now so you can get all this sex out and bang it out. But then you want to have a personality, someone that you can spend time with and joke with when you're older.
It, you know what? It's very difficult to find someone that it you're is. On an even page with. Mm-hmm. Can I just say? Like, it I is. Know that seems like a really dumb and like very obvious thing to say, but it should be said.
It is. I mean, and even for Hot Teacher and I, we struggle with some aspects of that because we're both Leos and we both like the attention. And so, and he'll tell you that I have a bigger personality and I'm more, what's the word? Where I talk to people. I'm more outgoing.
Yeah.
I'm more outgoing than he is, but he likes the attention. And so I have to make sure that when we're not out in public, that like he's the center of attention and it's not just the Miguel show all the time.
Right.
Because I can make it that way. But I, you know, that's something that I had to realize. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. And he's okay with that. But it took a long time because there were a couple guys that I dated that they were like, I just can't take the fact that every time we go somewhere, like, you take over the conversation. Like, not even like a, look at me, I'm the queen, Miguel, you know, but that's just how it usually happens.
The conversation, I think we had this talk once, conversation just sort of like naturally gravitates to you.
Yeah, and like, I don't mean it to, like, I usually, and even like when it's just you and I, Holly, like in a professional setting,
right?
I will literally be like, all right, let me let Holly step up and like have her spotlight, because I know that like once I get going and then like I'm all over the place, it's like I naturally just, it's like a big solar eclipse and I'm just like, look at me.
Yeah,
that's just because how I've always been.
That's just who you are.
Yeah, and so I have to make a conscious effort, and so you have to find out what it is that you need truly and what it's going to fit up perfectly with you, and make sure that you get that from that person and that you fit what they're looking for as well.
Right.
It's hard. It is so fucking hard.
Oh, hell. It's crazy.
I'm sorry, Holly.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you're probably going to have to waste a lot of time trying to find that person too.
Yeah.
No, I don't really want to deal
But you know
with
what?
It.
It's, I will tell you what though.
But it's not a waste of time.
It's not. It's fun because you learn. Because even though you've learned a lot from being married, I do feel like you are a different person than what you were when you met him.
Yeah.
And so you sort of have to, you're learning yourself over again as well as you start going back and dating people and figuring out like, what is it that I, like on a Sunday, what do you want to do? Like if you don't have your daughter on a Sunday, what do you want to do?
Dick room at Flamingo.
That. I'm like, I usually like hanging out and just like chilling, but since I do that a lot, I would either do that or I would like go do something that I enjoy, but I'm not even sure what that is.
I was about to say, what is it?
Sometimes it's outside stuff. Like, I always have been like, I don't want to go outside. I don't like to do outside things.
Right.
I can be talked into a fun outside thing, though, and then I will enjoy myself. Or movies, or, like, I really just want to go to a museum.
So you want someone who is going to have the plans probably, or like an idea of what's going on?
I like for someone else to have an idea, but I also, like, this is what happened in my last relationship with my husband, was that he had no problem coming up with the plans, but then it was never really a conversation. It would always be like, what are we doing this weekend? And then I would be like, oh, he's got a plan already. Mm. And even if I didn't want to do that, I felt like I had to do it.
Right.
So I want to have like equal input.
So you want...
I want some options.
Right. So you want someone who's like, hey, so, you know, the old gang over here from Dunedin wants to go do brunch in Dunedin, but then my work friends want to go to where's the kayak place or whatever, the canoe place that you go, Ryan?
Canoe?
The water place?
Crystal River?
Crystal River. But then, you know, I also want to go hang out, just you and I, and have brunch in downtown St. Pete.
Right,
and
or like maybe I have an idea and I'm going to present it also.
And
but
he's
maybe
like,
I all right,
cool. Yeah.
Right. I need it to be more of a.
So you want
thing.
Some options.
I like options.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, I don't really, and that's,
It's difficult. Hard. It's difficult because that's the thing that Hot Teacher and I have worked out is that he never makes plans, but like every now and then he'll be like, I want to go see this porn star that's going to be at Southern Nights. And I'm like, I have to go because I make all the plans normally. And so a couple of weeks ago, and I did not want to go out. I was like, I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to schlep over to Ybor tonight and spend all this money on Ubers and stuff. But since he never picks, I was like, well, let's go do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just got to find that match.
What I can tell you is that since I have been single now for almost a year, is that I've really enjoyed doing whatever I want for a while. Like, obviously not all the time because I have Maya. So I can't just drop on a whim necessarily. But mm-hmm. even if I have a little bit of a heads up that I'm going to have some free time, like doing whatever I want. Like, I started watching Netflix shows or I started watching shows, period. The entire marriage, like, I did not have any control over the TV, period. So, like, I'm okay with watching sports. It's like, obviously I like football and stuff, but like sometimes like I just wanted to punch SportsCenter in the face.
I couldn't.
I can't do sports.
Gosh. No. So like just being able to do whatever I want with the TV and I'm like, ooh, look how fun this is. Or like if I want to drink on a random Wednesday, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Or like on Saturday I had such a fun day where I got my nails done and then I went and saw a movie by myself and I was like, fuck yeah.
You're like, yes.
So it's been a fun process so far.
Mm. That TV thing, we're going through that right now.
It's hard as a couple.
He's on this RuPaul's Drag Race kick,
yeah.
Which I enjoy the show, but he likes watching from season one and just watching all the episodes. But that's why we have a TV now in the bedroom with an Apple TV, so he can go on
a show
in
like
there.
That. You don't have to watch it from the beginning.
No, but he likes to.
Oh,
see, this is what I also am afraid of. I'm gonna eventually have to get a TV in my bedroom.
You know what? I had to give in. Yeah. Here is the asterisk that I put by it, is that it can't be on at night. Basically, if I walk into the room and you're there and it's bedtime, I'm sorry. Off. Like, we can switch spots.
Yeah.
You can go into the living room.
Yeah.
And we were not getting a DVR box in there. Because I don't want it just to be on. Like, there has to be a purpose.
I think that's my biggest concern. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot fall asleep to a TV.
Nope.
I can't.
Nope.
And my sleep is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and I also don't like to have a TV on just for the sake of having a TV on.
No, and he likes that.
Some people need the extra, like, noise or company or whatever. Not me. I would rather silence.
And that's why there's like probably two times a week where Hot Teacher will just like I'll be ready for bed. Like last night I was ready for bed right after Big Brother at 9 and he was like, I'm not sleepy. I have to have the TV on. So then he'll just sit out and watch Bob's Burger or something on Netflix and then he gets sleepy and then he'll come into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Since I have to go to bed first, I can't fall asleep with the TV on.
No, me neither.
I can't.
Yeah.
So. All right, we're done.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. It's been 32 minutes. Producer Ryan, what's all of your social media?
Radio McGib, MCGIB.
Did you have anything else you want to say to the podcast?
See ya.
Holly.
Mine's all my stuff is Radio Holly.
And mine on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter is Miguel Fuller. And make sure to check out The Miguel Show Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com.
I thought we were going to start calling it Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
I have a surprise coming. I'm working on it.
Oh, yay. I like surprises.
I was hoping that you would forget. It's going to be a minute, so just
no, that's fine. That's
leave
fine.
It be.
I'm not going to touch it.
And also, oh, Holly. I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. Well, you were gonna,
I was like on a train.
You were going to say to rate the podcast, I think.
Or did yes. You already say that? Download the Hot 101.5 app to listen to The Miguel Show Uncensored. And of course, which is probably the easiest option, is to go to iTunes.
Because you can pause it without it restarting.
Exactly. Go to type in The Miguel Show Uncensored and then rate and comment on the podcast. All right. We'll see you next week.